Oh, you could write Monica Lewinsky's biography.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again. Hey, everyone's playing together right now. Look, there they are.
Whoa, stop. Luna, we can't play if you bite Floofa. We don't ever want to bite our friends. Don't bite your friends. We don't bite our friends. We don't pull their hair. Friends are our friends. So we treat them with care. So don't bite your friends. We don't want to hurt. We don't want to bite. We don't want to fight.
No way.
Cause that's not right.
No way.
So don't bite your friends. Don't bite your friends. Don't bite your friends. Don't bite your friends.
Bite.
No.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Yes.
Bite.
No.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Yes.
Okay.
So don't bite your friend.
All right.
Don't bite your friend. Don't bite your friend. Don't bite your friends.
I'm sorry.
I'm okay now.
Yay!
I'm glad you're okay. All right, let's play.
All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome. I thought you'd get a kick out of that, Janet. I thought you would love that song.
I love that song.
Isn't that great? Don't. How many times
great
do
song,
you have
it's
to
great
go?
To dance to. It's a fabulous song.
It's a great song. It's like, why do you have to tell people not to bite? You know, you tell your dog, don't bite. Or your kid, your cat, don't bite your friends.
Right.
A kid? Bite. No. That's such a great song. I hate to say it, but Nick's son, Charlie, he introduced me to that song, and I was like, is that really a lesson to learn for kids? Like, what? All right, let's get this party started, because we got Janet Williams, oh my gosh, a.k.a. Tennessee Tramp. And I got to tell you, Janet, I loved you since the first time I found you. Not like in, you know, a gay way, but, you know, your personality, you're just so funny, you're just, like, in your face, like, I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
You know, Fred, I think I need you to manage me. I need you to manage me for sure. Because if you feel all that about me, I think you can get me an HBO or a Comedy Central special.
Dude, I totally got
you're better
your
than
back.
Most of them.
I would totally do that 100% free. Because the fact is like, The first time, I mean, like, you were on stage, you get your little act, and we got to warn the little 18-year-olds out there right now, because you're doing the comedy club, you're going to hear stuff that has not been heard before.
Could you repeat that?
For the young kids who is going out to a comedy club and they're like, yeah, I want to hear a stand-up comedy. Oh, Janet Williams, she's going to be there. You know, you've stunned everybody. Like, everybody is like, whoa. She's right.
Hey, young people love my show. And old people, because I'm an old woman. Young people, old people, middle-aged people, they're all good fans.
They are. And that's what makes you so great is, well, like, the first time I seen your show, I was like, did she really say that? Holy crap, she did. Yes, I love this girl.
And, you know, Francie, it's been a long time since you've seen a live show of mine. And it's quite a bit different now than it used to be. Now I do it completely naked.
You're completely naked now?
Well, no elderly woman's going to get naked for a show, but I thought that might kind of surprise you.
My eyes bobbled at this time. I was like the bobblehead, but my head didn't bobble. My eyes went, what? And I was like, is she real? Because I can say that because I've seen your shows, and if you're going to say you're doing your shows nude now,
it would not surprise you, would it?
Huh?
It would not surprise you, would it?
No, it wouldn't. I remember the last time I saw your show, and you told me, and we talked on the phone before you came to South Carolina because, you know, I had that little movie theater. And, of course, Janet Williams, you're always welcome. But I don't run it now. But
I know. Now you're in California now, aren't you?
Yes. And we got to get you to California.
Yeah, I got to get to California. We're going to work on that.
Yeah, we got to get you to California, and we've got to get you to get a show here in California. And, dude, it would be so awesome if you and I reunited again. Reunited?
Oh, it
was. Yeah, because you're like, this is, I got to tell you, Joe, because Tom, you're on the East Coast, right?
Midwest, Michigan.
Midwest, Michigan. Yeah, he's on the East Coast.
Isn't it cold there, Tom?
Actually, it's been warming up. It's 40 degrees roughly.
It's
colder now at night, but they had it like 50 degrees this past weekend on Saturday.
Pretty hot for Michigan at this time of the year.
Yeah. Hey, the best part about winter is when it's over.
Well, about the cows. The cows are farting way too much.
Well,
I gotta find out, Tom Sawyer. What kind of book did you write?
Horror stories.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Very horror stories.
One about my life. It's a horror story.
Well, I do throw a little bit of humor in there sometimes, you know, just dark humor, you know, kind of, you know, to set off the horror part of it a little bit, you know. You know, fun sense of irony.
Have you written one book or more than one book?
I've actually written two that Nicholas has published. I think he's publishing two more. And other than that, I had five that I self-published.
That's wonderful.
And I'm trying to finish two more this year for next year. So, well, I figured I'm going to get even with that Mark Twain bastard, and, you know, he's making more money than I am dead and I'm alive, so, you know, I'm a writer, so I got to have a sense of humor, you know, it's kind of, especially with a name like Tom Sawyer.
True.
Yeah.
Wouldn't know how to act if I was named something else, you know.
Well, look at it this way. Yeah, it didn't end up with, you know, like a funky name, like, you know,
Leonard Skinner or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. You know, be like, I'm Leonard, or my name is Sue. You know,
yeah.
Hi, I'm Sue Sawyer.
Yeah.
You know, or better yet, you could have claimed, yes, I am that Tom Sawyer from the Mark Twain book. I'm immortal. I can't be killed.
And here's the thing is they named you Tom Sawyer, so your parents named you Tom Sawyer, so you were meant to write.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, you fall in love with watching The Twilight Zone at 4 years old, and you kind of think, oh, yeah, this is cool. Well,
who doesn't get their start from The Twilight Zone?
Well, and what about, I thought we were going to have Patrick on the show, but what happened to Patrick?
We do have somebody missing. His name is Patrick. Dad, what do you say about that?
We have someone missing, or is Patrick actually on the show?
There is somebody that got a little cold feet because you told this guy, you know, that you're going to pop his cherry. His name is Patrick. And he did not call in. What do you think of that one?
I just think Patrick is a wuss. He's just afraid to go up against an elderly woman's his problem. And it's my understanding Patrick could take on anybody verbally. And now he's backed out. What is up with that?
I don't know. I might have
to shave him into it, call him a wussy.
That's true. It wasn't me. But Patrick, if you're listening, or if you're awake, or whatever it is, drop whatever you're doing and call into the show. So you know, you can talk to Janet Williams.
You can talk to the Tennessee Tramp, and you can talk to Tom Sawyer.
Yeah, that's right. Talk to Tom Sawyer, the immortal one.
Janet, I caught Janet's Monica Lewinsky routine. That was pretty good.
Thank you.
It was really good.
That's a good question, because I shared that with Tom, and I shared that with John. I was like, you know, this is one of her best pieces. Now Hillary's running for office. I mean, what do you think about that?
Oh, hell no.
Well, I don't think she'll get the same service, you know, in the Oval Office the way that her husband did. But I think there's potential out there.
Well, she might get Janet Reno.
Exactly. Yeah, this whole political run is crazy. There's going to be a lot of comedy involved in this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can't get a good laugh out of politicians. You know.
But, you know what my brother told me about his take on Monica Lewinsky? He goes, that bitch can cure cancer, save the world, and cure all the lepers and get rid of, you know, all these diseases, cancer included, and her headstone, so, you know, her obituary is still going to mention she gave a BJ to Clinton.
That's it. That is
you
it.
Know,
that's, the same
that's,
as Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey's save, done so much
save the world
for the community, and all we're going to remember is that he called out the wrong contestant at the Miss Universe pageant.
You know, I mean, she could cure cancer, but she's going to remember it in that obituary for giving a blowjob.
Exactly. But the important
yeah.
thing is that she's remembered.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and I think it's great. Okay, Janet. We're going to get it from you because we don't like to talk about politics so much on the show.
Oh, can I add one more thing about
the
kind of political?
Do you think Trump is going to win the presidential campaign? And if so, which cigar is he going to smoke?
Do I think what? Because you were talking over each other. What was the initial question?
Okay. Let's say if Trump wins the election, what cigar is he going to smoke?
Trump does not smoke at all and does not drink, has never had a drink, and doesn't smoke.
Really?
You know, he'll just probably, yeah. His children don't
That's
either.
That's why he's so rich.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, that is.
I couldn't live
goofy,
like that.
It just won't be involved with drinking or smoking. I don't know what he'll do.
I don't know. I don't know if I trust a man who doesn't drink.
True.
Yeah. Should you trust someone who doesn't drink? I'm not sure about that either. That's a good point.
Yeah. You know.
I need a shot now.
Hey, did you hear that? I'm sure you heard Monica Lewinsky's not voting for Hillary Clinton. She liked the way that Clinton's left a bad taste in her mouth after the last presidency.
That poor girl got all the repercussions from it, and he was the turd.
Yeah. I had to get that in. I'm sorry.
Hey, I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
I don't know what to say. Dirty mind's a terrible thing to waste.
Okay, so we're all Republicans here.
Oh, are we a Republican?
Nada.
Okay. Well, what do you think? Because now, Janet, give everybody your background, because everybody, I mean, with the name Tennessee Tramp, everybody's like, oh, she's got no education. But you do.
I have
You're
a little
like
bit of education.
One of the smartest women ever.
Not exactly the smartest woman, but I did cram 4 years of study into 7 in undergraduate school, and my family thought that I might need to be wearing a helmet. Then I went on and got a master's degree. I taught at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga for 21 years. So, you know, I'm living proof that anybody can get a college degree is the point that I'm making. Anybody can do it.
No. I was almost there, but I dropped out like 4 credits before. But you did it.
Here's the thing. We need welders and pipe fitters and plumbers. You know, not everybody needs to go to college. It's not the answer for everybody. But, you know,
I agree with
you
that.
Go, that's a good thing. You know, but, you know, it's just not for everybody, and it's not going to make you rich. A college degree doesn't necessarily equate to financial success.
I agree with that, too.
Yep.
But you're like an entrepreneur. Like right now, you're entrepreneuring yourself, and you know you decided, okay, I'm gonna break out of that black and white collar or blue and white collar, whatever it's called. And you said, what made you break into comedy?
Actually, I went through a very bad divorce. And I thought, I'm going to get on stage and make fun of my ex-husband and his family. And that's how it started. And now I don't even mention him at all. But that's how it started 21 years ago.
And you did that as an open mic, right?
Well, you know, everybody starts out at open mic. I used to go open mic in the Punchline in Atlanta, at Zany's in Nashville, and my home club here in Chattanooga, Tennessee, the Comedy Catch. And I did it for a year and put together an act and made people think that they needed to hire me. And so the rest is history.
Yeah, I've been to the Punchline in Atlanta. It is a tough crowd. It is an awesome crowd. And now you're helping Spanky out. Spanky Brown.
I love Spanky Brown. He's a funny guy. Oh. And he just moved to Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Nice. He did. That's absolutely correct.
Yep.
And, go ahead.
Oh. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, no, I just thought I lost you there for a minute, though.
Oh, yeah, no. I know. Francie. I know you're still with us. Count to three.
No, I'm here.
I was just waiting on
you. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Come back for a second. We lost you. And so it happens, people. So if you hear us talking amongst ourselves, it's because we think Francie might have muted herself or she's lost the signal. And I came out. Where is my signal, AT&T, Verizon, whatever, you know. I'm doing a show here, you know. No, I'm just joking, people. But yes. Lovely us.
Okay, yeah.
But go ahead,
so Francie. Everybody's not in California, right?
No.
Francie's in California.
I'm in California.
Tom Sawyer, where's Tom Sawyer?
Michigan.
Michigan, that's right.
Hell, even Mexico's in California now, so.
Okay, and where's Joe?
Joe is in California, about 2.5 hours away from Francie.
Okay.
Technically. And then, of course, we would have Don Porter, our other lumen, our other female companion on this show. But she's visiting her sister, and she's also out in Pennsylvania, I believe. Right, Francie?
Absolutely.
And there we go. I wanted to make sure. I don't want to say, she is someplace in the Midwest, Mideast. I don't know. But, yeah, there we go. But, Don, I hope it's going well with your sister and everything. And we miss you.
We do miss you. I don't know you, but I'm missing the hell out of you. I so wanted to get to know you.
Thank you, Janet. And
you're welcome.
Yeah, Don.
What did y'all think about the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, Jenny. Don't get me on that Super Bowl. Come on, you're near South Carolina.
I was surprised Denver won, actually, because the way Carolina dominated all year. You know.
Well,
you know,
Cam Newton, man, has never taken such a beating.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
What did you think of the Super Bowl?
I think Peyton Manning's hanging up, though. Yes, he's looking old. He's playing old. I mean, he's not looking
old.
He's not doing as well.
For the NFL.
Yeah.
He is old. Yeah.
True.
Oldest quarterback to win a Super Bowl. He needs to retire, though.
Yeah,
I think he
think
probably
so.
Will retire.
Yes.
But on top.
Now, I would, if I was Peyton Manning, I, too, would probably retire and say, thanks for the memories, but I don't have to suffer through another concussion.
Right.
Yeah, as long as I live. I'll just be a telecaster. Go, hey, Johnny, look at that head. Now we take you down to our reporter. They give us the update on that poor sap who got ran over. But, yes.
Can you know how many hits that Super Bowl, too?
Cam was lazy in that. You know, he didn't fall on that ball. But I'll tell you, I think Peyton Manning is a business genius because he owns 21 Papa John's in Colorado, and that's where weed is legal. So he's selling the hell out of pizza.
Well, yeah, munchies.
Yeah,
yep.
Exactly.
You're going to capitalize on that.
And when the Denver Broncos won the Super Bowl, what are you going to do tonight? I'm going to drink a lot of beer, Budweiser.
I'm drinking Budweiser. And he wasn't even paid to say that and said it three times.
I'm going not to Disneyland this year.
Right. I'm going drunk to Disneyland because I'm drinking Budweiser.
That's right.
You know what we should do? We should make a bunch of prank calls and do like Terry and who was the other guy? Yeah, Terry, I'm going to drink a lot of Budweiser, and we should record it, and we should, like, do it in the and do
there goes Brian.
What's all of that? Damn it. Now, Janet, you're bringing the... we should have done it.
I have a question for Janet, though.
Go ahead.
Right. I mean, I was just wondering, have you thought about playing on your regionalism? You know, if you're from Tennessee, you're going to be doing like a, you know, how they do the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, maybe doing a female version of it?
There was a tour called the Southern Fried Chicks, and Etta May headed that up. And then there's another female tour, and I think it's Country Comedy, and Karen Mills heads that up. She's going to be at the Comedy Catch here in town the first weekend in March. But, you know, I'm just not involved with a tour. Not so that I wouldn't consider it, but there's a couple of Southern female tours out there.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing I have to ask, because it's good all over the country.
Okay. There we go. Now go, Francie.
I think that Tom brought up a good point because, you know, I talked, you know, Steve Mingola.
Janet, okay.
Do you know Steve Mingola?
I sure do.
I talked to him about you a couple of times, and he did say to me that you are somebody that, you know, he doesn't like female comics. And he brought up a good point. Like, a lot of males don't like female comics because a lot of males don't like, you know, female comics. They don't think they're funny. Like Steve Mingola, he has a daughter, and he said, you know, I don't want her to be in stand-up because female comics are not funny. But one thing that he said about you, and I'm giving you a compliment, is that he thought you was funny. And
men don't like female comics, and I totally understand it. Female comics bash men. That, you know, not all of them, but by and large, they bash men. You tell me what man wants to pay for a ticket, take his girlfriend out, pay way too much for beer, probably get a babysitter, and listen to a female bash him. Nobody wants that. The difference in me and the average female comic, because I'm just average, is that I bash everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I like, everybody. Too. If you go after everybody, yeah. Like some of the female comics do, they go after everybody. That's, you know... You know.
And yeah, I tell stories that are relatable, whether you're male or a female.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not talking about having a period. You know, I'm not talking about, you know what I mean? Like, it just depends on your approach to comedy. Because I know a lot of female comics that are hysterical. But people, and, you know, after a show, a guy will come up and go, I don't like female comics, but I really liked you. And I'm like, well, hello, I've got a vagina, so I guess you do like some female comics.
And your vagina's been stuck to the floor.
I beg your pardon?
According to your T-shirt, remember the Super Bowl? You're like...
yeah, the taste like chicken?
yeah, you unveiled the T-shirt. I was like, oh my gosh, that is so freaking funny. I mean, you know... So, yeah, I think this is a good subject that we're talking about right now. Is it hard for female comics to break out into the world? Because everybody knows. I mean, Ellen DeGeneres and Rosie O'Donnell and, you know, well, we know what they're talking about. But the thing is it hard for female comics versus straight comics, you know, men comics to, you know, break out into the world? Is it harder?
It's twice as hard for a female as it is a man. But if she is smart and a good businesswoman, it turns out to be easier for her because there's a lot less females than males.
Yeah, and And the thing is that you get gigs. And that's really something important to be said about you. You're getting the gigs. You're always working. It's like, Janet, can I book you again? I've got a show, you know. And it's like, Janet, you're always welcome on the show, and we got you tonight because you're always working. And that is really awesome that you're constantly working, and I love it to hear that you're working.
And let me tell you, Francie, I'm very fortunate, but I've been doing this so long. And, you know, when you start out, you make those phone calls over and over and over again. And then finally, when you have a chance to be in a club and the audience likes you and the staff likes you and the booker likes you, then they're going to book you back in there again. But, you know, you've got to be consistent. And, you know, it's a very difficult job. You know, to a lot of people, it's like, oh, it's so glamorous. You're usually staying in a less than attractive motel. Hotel, but motel. And, you know, it's a very difficult job. It's really the job more for a young person than someone my age. But I got into it late in life. Been doing it so long now that, you know, I'm okay with it. But it really is, it's for a young person. There's a lot of driving involved, a lot of loading and unloading merchandise in your suitcases. But it's a fun job. I would not change it. I have a good life.
And the thing is that you're working for yourself. You're not, like, doing it for a company. You're doing it for
that's
you.
Right.
And that's the thing I admire about Nick with his Black Betsy books, you know. Everything is about you. You're not going out there, you're not going to sell a house. You're selling yourself. And I think that takes a lot of confidence to do, and you've got to have confidence in yourself. And
well, here's the thing,
doing,
Francie. You know, we set this interview up, which I'm thoroughly enjoying, with Joe and Tom Sawyer. But Patrick didn't come to the plate, did he? Patrick, who was going to run the show, didn't even show up. Couldn't make the call in. And I don't know if this Patrick really exists or, you know, he's at home in a fetal position at Mama's house.
I don't know.
I'm going to tell him.
Oh,
so looking forward to talking with Patrick.
Yes, I know. If Patrick was here,
then let me see.
We have any callers?
Okay.
Where's Pink Floyd when we need them? I'm like, hello.
Patrick,
is anybody out there? Yes, people. Go ahead, Frank.
Make Patrick your bitch. Because I told him that you're going to do it.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. I didn't have to make Patrick my bitch. He made me
himself
my bitch. Yeah. When you're a no-show, you become the bitch. When you're a no-show, we got Joe, we got Tom Sawyer, you know, we got Francie. No Patrick. There you go. There's the bitch.
I don't think he's going
to live it down. I knew that I was going to love Patrick, but he just is a no-show. He's a no-show.
Well,
I'm going to message him on Facebook right now. Let me see if he's going to call in. Hold on.
He's
hold
not
going to
call in.
Well, we the people, want to know. What is on his mind?
I was going to say, Janet?
Hey, you told Patrick that Tom Sawyer and Janet were looking forward to speaking with him.
Tom?
Yo.
Tom?
Tom's
yeah.
all about it. Tom's here.
Yeah, and I'm here.
Okay,
Janet's
he's
here.
On... Let's see if Patrick's going to call in. All right.
Patrick's
I just
call,
messaged him.
In.
Let's see.
Tom Sawyer is fearless. Patrick
yes,
is a winner.
Yes, she
is. I don't know about
that. Oh, wait. He's texting. He's messaging me back. Let's see what happens. Let's see if he's going to call in.
Let's see.
Yeah.
We're anxiously awaiting him.
Well, Janet, do you find making what's your favorite thing to kind of poke fun at or, you know,
I'm glad you asked that. You know, I'll see what's going on in the news, but, you know, I just like comedy writes itself. You know what, if you pay attention around you, there's a bit at every corner. So, you know, I don't know, whatever's in the news, whatever I see men and women doing, how grandparents feel about their grandchildren. You know, grandparents today and parents, they all say their child is a genius. Genius is a rarity. It's not common. My cousin says, oh, my granddaughter is a genius. Emmy is a genius. I said, she's 5 years old. How do you know she's a genius? Well, she can do things on the computer. That's because we're old people. We don't know how to do it. Her whole class can do it on the computer. So she just don't understand she's a genius. And I said, well, don't look now. She's behind you picking her nose and eating the boogers. I don't think Einstein did that, you know? I don't want a child
explain
the rain. Well, that's true. But I don't want a child that can explain the rain. I want one to have enough common sense to get out of the rain. Nobody wants anybody with common sense anymore. Common sense is no longer common. Okay, that was my...
I'll agree with you there.
Yeah, that's my rant for the evening.
You forgot about Booger from the Nerd, the Revenge of the Nerd, so... Well, was he called
he
Booger
rolled.
Again?
Yes. Yeah, the good old Revenge of the Nerds. Revenge of the Nerds.
How about celebrities? You like kind of poking at them because of some of the stupid, or I should say celebutards in some cases.
I'm telling Patrick right now that you called him out, and he's like, she ain't got nothing on me, and I'm like, then, he's drunk. Come on, Patrick, call in. Don't be scared. Here's a good question for you. You know, I see you at the comic club. You see me. I was startling out, you know, like staggering out the club. What is the worst drunk fan that you've ever had?
Well,
and you don't have to say
anything. I've had a lot of drunk fans, but I'm very good at shutting a drunk down. And the worst drunk fans are females that are drunk. They are by far 10 times worse than a man.
That was me.
Francie, you were not a heckler. You weren't a drunk fan. You were normal. Well, normal for Francie.
Good.
You know, neither one of us are normal.
True.
I got an angle on that, didn't I? True.
But what would you say, like the drunk fan, like after the show, it's like, how do you get rid of them?
Well, you know, when you're selling merchandise, you want the line to move, so I'll usually just say, if you can stand over here, I'll talk to you all for the rest of the night, but you got to let these people get out. And, you know, they're drunk, and they can't stand over there because they're ready to fall down, and their friends usually take them out. So it works out well for all parties concerned.
Better maybe buy them another drink so they'll shut up.
Yeah.
Hey, I've done that before. I've sent a drunk, you know, another drink.
Yeah, drink up, stupid.
That's really cool because if there's one thing I've always known about you, you know, because I've seen several of your shows, and I got to tell everybody, if she's in your hometown, freaking buy the ticket. because it is so worth it. And one of the funniest moments that we had that I got to watch you live, what was it? Was it Spanky or was it Andrew that stole your dildo from the stage?
It was Andrew.
I thought that was Andrew. I haven't spoken to Andrew since, yeah, I remember that. And you're like, who took my dildo?
And you know,
Andrew was
bringing the curtain. I don't use sex toys on stage anymore.
Really?
Right. I've moved on.
Because I loved your dildo joke, because it was like, oh my gosh, it was like 12 feet long almost. And
yeah,
Andrew,
you are so
dildo.
Easy to please, is what I love about you. You are so easy to please. And from this point on, and I want these gentlemen to verify this, you are now my official manager.
I will take that. If you want me to be that, I will totally do that, 100%, because you're one person I would really? Because I
well,
got
did,
to my
did
ears.
We hear from Patrick? Did Patrick message
oh,
us back?
I'm actually drinking orange juice in the kitchen. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Let me see if Patrick has called in. Hold on. You guys talk amongst yourselves real quick.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Tom, are you also in a kitchen?
Oh, me? No.
Where are you, Tom?
I'm in the living room.
I too am in the living room. And how about you, Joe? Where are you?
I'm in my little studio of a room nearby my computer, just going like, okay. Just going like, what?
Okay,
I can't do this.
I was in the bathroom.
What
now, Princey?
I was actually in the bathroom. I didn't want to admit
Okay. Never mind.
Wait.
Too much information.
Oh, we got a caller. We got a caller. Is it 916?
Yeah.
I think, okay. All right, are you ready?
Yep.
Patrick has just called in. Are we ready?
Patrick, let's talk to the young man.
Okay. A great young man. How you guys doing?
All right. Yeah.
Good?
All right, Patrick, you're live.
I'm live, Franny. How you doing?
You're 40 minutes late, and Janet has already made you her bitch.
I told you I'd go out to Marysville. I'm in Vacaville right now. I'm chilling.
Yeah,
how you guys doing?
Yeah.
I want to meet Janet because I've seen her stand-up comedy on YouTube, and I'm loving it.
Patrick, it is so nice to have you on the air.
It's my first time. I'm excited.
Soulmates. I'm not sure. Where do you live, Patrick?
Say it again?
Where do you live?
I live in Elk Grove, California, in Sacramento.
Okay. So you're a California young man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a California dream, tell you that.
You're what?
I'm a California dream.
Well, let me tell you, I'm a Tennessee nightmare. We're quite a way from
it.
Each other.
That's why I love it. That's why I already know you, but I love you already. I see you start coming, and that's great.
So, Patrick, are you a comic?
No, I'm not. But I could be. Sometimes I think I'm funny enough.
Good.
What do you do for a living, Patrick?
Well, I work at Jiffy Lube. I'm an assistant manager at an auto shop.
Okay. You sound absolutely adorable. We must meet.
I'm down. I'm ready. I don't know about. I feel handsome, adorable. That's something kids like think of adorable. But I see you sit up coming. I think you're great. And I was watching your video that Francesca sent to me, and you did a great job.
Thank you, Patrick. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you called in. It's made my night fulfilling.
Yeah, I cannot miss this. I told Francesca I'm going to make it. I was out of town, but I had to call in.
I'm glad you did. Because we've missed you.
Yeah, Patrick, though,
yeah.
I got to tell you, she's already made you her bitch. I mean,
how?
You're like, she has slapped
I
you over the table.
I didn't go buy no condoms yet. How she made me my bitch yet? I didn't buy no condoms yet.
Hey, Patrick,
no,
I have
no,
not
I'm
made
kidding.
You my
I'm
bitch.
Kidding. I'm kidding, Janet.
I have not made
kidding.
You my bitch.
No,
yeah, we have to be one-on-one for me to be able to do that, Patrick. And right now,
okay.
you're the bomb. We started
okay.
off on a good step, and we'll see, you know, who becomes the bitch. I don't think it's going to be either one of us.
I'm ready. I'm definitely ready.
What?
Hey, if everything's going right, I'm willing to let you lead the way, and I'll follow.
Hey, you're here to lead the way now. I mean, just having you on the air with me makes my evening. And
that's
I'm an old
what I'm
woman.
Talking about.
And, you know, it's almost midnight here for me, and I'm staying up late so that I can talk to Patrick.
That's what I'm talking about. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, Patrick. She is on the East Coast, and you know we're 3 hours
well, I appreciate
behind.
I appreciate you taking time, stay up, and then to talk to me. Like I said, I've been talking to Francesca for a while, and I've been ready to do this, and I'm ready. I think I'm funny enough. Like I told you, I'm a California Dream. Matter of fact, that might be my name, California Dream.
From now on, Patrick, you are known as the California Dream. You're the California Dream.
Thank you. I take it.
He
does wear
these. Janet, I gotta tell you, he does wear these pair of sexy sunglasses.
Oh, man, you see him today, honey. You see him today. That's why.
Yeah,
he has to be friends on Facebook. We need to be friends on Facebook.
Patrick.
Yes.
You guys do have to be friends on Facebook. I can totally send you her Facebook page, and you better send her a friend
request.
Well, then
say to me, we should have been friends before this started.
I think so. But here's
the way she does her show, I'm loving it, and I feel the same way she feels.
And I feel the same about you. And from when we hang up, we're going to be friends on Facebook.
Oh,
I want
yeah.
the California Dream to be part of my friends.
You can have it. Anybody can have a
it's
dream.
It's happening right here. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Just to tell you that I'm dead serious. I've seen the video. And I love the part where you tell the guy that you're sexy because you have all your teeth. That was, I laughed my ass off. That was great.
Well, Patrick, at my age, it's hard to find a man at my age that's got all of his teeth. So I always pick on
yeah.
young men because I love men with teeth. I like that.
Make sure you're ready. That's all I want to know. I'm ready.
Okay. We're going to be friends. The rest is history.
I was saying, you're going to be curling your feet. That's all I ask. You're going to be curling your feet. So you won't need no socks on because I'm going to blow them off anyway.
Hey, Francie, this is a great connection. I'm telling you, the California Dream and I are friends from this moment on.
Forever.
Forever.
I'm
how old are you? How old are you, Patrick?
I'm 32.
I used to be 32. Don't waste it. Go somewhere naked today.
Oh, no.
Somewhere
no
naked.
Way. I don't like younger women because I don't got time to train them. I like older women, but they're ready to go.
Hey, let me see why you love me. I'm a great cook.
Oh,
I'm a great cook.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is great. Francie brought the Tennessee Tramp and the California Dream together. The rest is history.
It's done.
Well, we need to get you guys in the room.
We're done.
Nice. Yeah, this is one out. Wow.
Okay, I got a man. I'm on the road right now with my fans. I've called in, let you show my love, my support. I've seen your videos, and we're going to talk more and more and more and more. I want to get to know you. I think your stand-up comedy is great. I thank Francie for letting me be on her show. This is great. It's a great experience. I got to go. I got to drive on the freeway, so I got to go.
Hey, Patrick, you be safe, and thanks for calling in, and we're going to be friends on Facebook.
I can't wait to do the next show. I'm ready. And this time I'll be
Thank
able
you,
to sit
honey.
There and talk to you more.
Okay, hon.
All right. All right, guys. You guys have a good one.
Okay, honey. You too.
All right. Goodbye.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that's California Dreaming.
California Dream. Right here on
California Dream. Oh, sorry. I had like flashing back to the TV series.
I understand.
It happens at times, you know.
Well, should we be promoting Tom Sawyer's book?
Go ahead, Tom.
We've got an author on the line.
Pardon?
We have an author on the line. We should be promoting your books.
Well, they do. I mean, you know. Well, it's kind of interesting talking to a comedian because comedy is hard to write. I know that's one of the harder things to do. So,
well, when did you start writing? When did you publish your first book?
1999.
That's amazing. You have to be so regimented to do that. You know, I want to sit down and write and working on this treatment. If something glittery goes in front of my eyes, I'm so ADHD, then I lose thought completely. And then the days passed, and I haven't gotten anything done.
Well,
does that ever happen to you?
My first book was out in like 1999, 2000, and then my next book wasn't out until 2010. And in between, I started to form two writers' groups and wrote short stories and had them published in our writers' group books that they put out. But I don't know how disciplined I was. But since 2010, I've written like 8 books.
Wow.
You know, kind of just, okay, it's time now. Let's go, you know. So.
That's impressive.
Yeah. It's 9 books. Pardon me. Since then, and then I got one, I finished one that probably see about trying to put out next year, and then I'm finishing up another collection of short stories. Oh, and you might like the title of those sci-fi collection of short stories I just finished. It's called The Thing from Uranus.
There you go. To do too. Hey. You gotta love it.
I'll be looking that up.
I had people tell me that it was good marketing, to use that title.
It is. Yeah, for sure.
You're always going to remember it.
Yep.
Very true. Yeah, when it comes to books with titles, yeah, they'll remember that one. They'll be reading about it in a year or so, going like, hey, have you heard about this book? Can we interest you in this book?
About
Uranus?
Do you want to see The Thing from Uranus, or do you need to have The Thing from Uranus? That could be the promo line.
That's right.
I just would wonder if Nick would take it, how he would do the cover. You have a full moon with a rocket ship coming out of it or something. A brown rocket ship or something.
I like that. Hey, I might have that done in a tattoo.
Pardon?
Yeah.
I might have that tattooed on my arm. The full moon, the rocket. There you go.
I don't know how disciplined I am. I try to do a little bit each day or something. So,
well, honey, you've got to be pretty disciplined. 9 books, that's major work.
There's times that you get a dry spell. I tell people, you're going to laugh at this, but once in a while I have to go to the bar. My brother is like the real life Norm from Cheers at our local favorite bar. So I have to go there and get I used to bounce stuff off of me. Well, why don't you try this or why don't you try that? And I had to go there and kind of get my mojo back. So every now and then I'll go there and get a couple of drinks with me and get, write 10 or 12 pages there. Okay, I'm good to go. I got to go home and finish,
right.
with a buzz or something. And then, So there's times it's like really, writing's a tough, lonely endeavor. And
it really is.
Easy, so easy that you can't stop. And other times it comes, it's like I hit my head against this wall. Maybe I'll get it one of these times.
So some days it just flows like a fountain, and other days you struggle.
Yeah, it's, you know, it'd be nice to be more consistent, but when it flows, it flows. There have been times when I started writing, like where I go up deer hunting or light when I at night. But there's been times when I started right after we came, you know, right after breakfast, and kept writing all day and then into the night, and then even go out in the afternoon, and then the next day I finally went out the next morning or something. But I was like, I was writing from 9 o'clock to almost 2 o'clock in the morning, so it was like, wow, that's, you know.
That's a big writing spurt right there.
Nice.
Not from 9 o'clock till 2 in the morning. That's a huge writing spurt.
Yeah, I figured I got about 10 or 12 chapters. Actually, it was from my book Shadows in the Dark that I did that.
Huh.
You know. So I was just, it just came. I can think better, I think, sometimes up north, and just, you know, out in the woods and just kind of sitting there. And I mean, I did break to eat and go to the bathroom and drink a little bit. So, you know, but, you know, it was pretty much, I know comedy is tough because I've known some comedy writers. It's like, I'd like to try to do a little more comedy. And it's like, I can only do it in little spurts. You know, you'll hear a joke, yeah, I'll
right.
use that somehow or something. And, you know, so.
Yeah, my best comedy yeah. bits come while I'm driving a car for some reason. I think, oh, that's funny. I'll jot down just a couple of words, and then I'll complete the bit whenever I go where I'm going.
Like, me and a friend are working on an idea for a comic book called The Politically Incorrect Misadventures of Captain Fart. And he gets what his superpowers are. And he it's just going to go after everything, you know, kind of the political correctness. And, you know, he'll say stuff like, that's ugly, or knows he'll doddle in a thong, or something like that, or, you know, modern art where somebody uses feces or urine and goes, Jesus, this is, you know, the artist will go, well, this is shit. And then goes, yeah, that's what it looks like to me too, you know. Stuff like that where he just kind of lampoons all the current day political correct, mussified, I need to save space to think, you know, it's at college or university type stuff.
Right.
You know,
now, are you
like,
a big comic book fan?
Yeah, I grew up, you know, it's funny because I was always a Batman kid when I was a little kid, but I'd get to all the monster magazines and, you know, Tales from the Crypt and that kind of comic books, or the horror ones were really cool. So, but then again, my parents would read them too, so that was kind of, I think that's why they bought them for me. They like reading them too.
How about you, Francie? Are you a comic book fan? Have we lost Francie?
No, I'm still here. Comic books, Archie?
Yeah.
Valley High?
Veronica. Yeah, that's what I read.
No, it's, I'm not a big comic book fan. Does that make me look bad? I love horror,
no.
though.
No, it doesn't.
No,
okay.
I pick up for my life in horror.
Janet.
Yes.
I gotta ask you a question. I know you're busy with all your schedules and everything. Would you like to help host the show a couple of times?
Would I like to
host the show a couple of times, maybe a month?
Host it?
Yeah,
the hostess
with the hostess. Yeah.
I don't know that I'd be a good host. I like being a guest. I don't think I'd be a good host.
Okay, Kim, I'll call you after the show.
You call me after
because,
the show?
Hey, you're asking more intelligent questions than I ask. And
Patrick, by
the way,
with someone who writes.
Yeah, I know. And we're going to get a lot of authors on here. And Tom Sawyer is going to be on here all the time.
Okay. Then after the show,
maybe,
you get in touch with me.
Yeah, and maybe we could talk about you coming on the show more than you do. And
okay.
Really?
Yep, because you give me a call.
I love to have you on.
Because I'm going to go to bed. It's much later where
okay.
I am. You just give me a call tomorrow.
Okay, I get off of work about 9:30 your time.
Okay.
I think
what, Joe.
That, I mean,
yeah.
Joe and Tom,
it
sorry,
was Joe
it has been a
and
pleasure.
Tom and
yeah.
everybody. I think that you've been really cool, and we can talk about some hot guys that come on the show because all I do is deal with guys on my show. No,
I don't know.
See, that was a joke.
I got it. I really appreciate this. And now I have the California dream, you know, reconnected. So this thing's going crazy. This is fabulous.
Yeah.
And in fact, the California dream said, yeah, thanks. I told you I'd be awesome when I call in. So, Janet, what do you think?
I love the California dream, and you give me a call tomorrow. And Tom Sawyer, you've inspired me to write. And Joe, you just inspired me to live.
Well, cool. Thanks.
I love this girl. I love Janet Williams.
Yeah.
I believe you have a lot of stories to tell that were comedy stories on funny little anecdotes and stuff, so. It'd make an interesting book, I think.
Hey, I think you're probably right. I thought about one time writing a cookbook where all the comedians gave their recipes, but it turned out every recipe had weed in it, so I didn't know how popular it would really be.
It had what in it?
Okay, guys, I'm starting off. And Francie, I want to hear from you, and I've had a great time. Thanks a bunch.
You're so welcome, Janet. Have a great night.
This has been a fun show, Janet. Janet, you're always so much fun.
Thank you. And you guys have been great. I appreciate you. Have a great day.
Love you.
You too, Janet.
Okay, baby. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. That was a fun show tonight.
Yeah.
I love Janet. I've loved Janet since the first time I met her. I was there for her stand-up, and she's just such a sweet lady.
Yes. Yep. Yes, she is.
Yeah. She is. Yes.
Yeah,
I kind of got to turn in too, Francie, because
okay.
I got to get up at 4:30 in the morning, so.
Yes, well,
not to be rude, but I guess.
Francie had to get up at 4:30, so. I want to go, like, okay.
No, I don't
right,
have to get up
for you, Tom.
7.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go, better.
All right, we're
but
gonna
hey, Tom, thanks.
Tom, fantastic job. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
For always calling in. Nick, you want to say goodbye to Swan?
Good night, Tom.
All right, good night, Tom. And thank you. Huh?
Joe. Well, I hope everyone had a great time tonight. Tom, have a great day tomorrow. Let's see. Anything else, Francie?
Nope. Nick, is there any announcement?
Okay. Oh, I do. I'll make a quick announcement. Don't forget, coming up in the next month, a couple of weeks, actually, here in San Jose, California, there's the San Jose Super Toy Show with Shannon Lee, the daughter of Bruce Lee, who will be at the San Jose Super Toy Show. As well as Teddy Shears, I think, from the TV series The Flash. That's coming up. And then on March 18th through the 20th in San Jose, the Convention Center,
It's the Silicon Valley Comic Con, which is hosted or put together by Stan Lee and Steve Wozniak, with special guests including William Shatner, Nathan Fillion, Jeremy Renner, William Shatner, if I said him again, I apologize, and so many more other people coming up. And then in April, it's Monster Palooza out in the new location, Pasadena. And then last but not least, the Creature Effects, Sinister Effects show in Sacramento in October. And so there, whew, a lot of stuff. There we go. Wanted to get it out of the way before we end. So, yes.
All right. Hey.
Okay.
What go song ahead, should we end? Nick says he has no announcements. What should we end this song with?
You pick it. It could be Bite Your Friend. No. I had a song that was in my head just a little while ago, and I was singing it, but it slipped my mind because I'm not California Dreaming right now. Let's see. Oh.
Please don't say Justin Bieber.
No, never. I will never dignify myself with that, ever. I don't care. I could be dead, and if someone plays that, I'm going to snap out and break them into a Slim Jim. I go, have this. No. But yes.
How about if we talk about Fernando farting in the rink?
Oh, with, go for it.
Did anybody just hear my chair squeak?
No.
I thought that was a fart.
You know what?
No, that was
my chair. I gotta ask you one ball busted question. Do you guys ever fart in the ring? Let a little Red Biscuit come out or anything?
I farted a couple times. Is that what you're talking about? Fart? I didn't hear you.
Yeah.
You know, listen, I gotta tell you a story. I gotta tell you a funny one. I fought at it was one event that I fought at. It was actually a pretty big event. It was at the Foxwoods Casino. I don't know if you. I know. I'm sure everyone's heard of Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut. And I fought there. Yeah, and I had a stomach virus that weekend. So, dude, I mean, I'm like running back and forth to the bathroom, back and forth to the bathroom, back. I'm literally. And the thing about it is, in Connecticut, their commission is strict. So, I mean, they took my urine. You know, every time I went to the bathroom, they had two commissioners with me outside of the toilet, making sure I'm not using any drugs or doing anything wrong. So I'm shitting my ass off, farting away in the bathroom with two commissioners outside listening to everything. You know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, I hope this goes away, because I could just think of me being outside fighting. I get punched or kicked in the stomach and I shit all over myself. I mean, that would be it for me. I would retire. I would probably disappear from the face of the planet. Something like that would happen. And
yeah. Do you still want to have my brother on the show?
Yes. Yes. We need to.
Yeah, he's right here. He has a three. My brother dug a big hole for himself financially. Okay, here, Todd, you get
your
on
brother,
your phone.
Your brother dug his own grave?
Yeah, basically, yeah. I'm to the tune of maybe $2,000 already.
Oh, this is going to be a great show. Yeah, do you mind, J.O.?
Nancy, how are you?
Hello.
Can you hear him all right?
His name is John. Hold on, man. Let me try getting you from this other phone.
Yeah, let's see if you can hear him better on this phone.
Hi, Francie.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
Where's Sheldon Rothbard when you need him?
Yeah, my brother's on the other line, and really my brother dug a hole, and I kind of stepped in it, and it seems like the both of us are sinking. Only one thing about my brother, he's able to laugh while he's sinking. out of the hole slightly while with my brother sink even deeper.
So what exactly happened?
Paying for storage at the same time while I'm not able to earn a dime right now.
What, you say that again?
I'm not able to earn a dime right now because the police just impounded my truck just when I don't have any money, so I have to somehow get someone to I'm figuring out a way that I could bring some of my metal that I have stockpiled to a scrap dealer and turning it into money.
Uh-huh.
Plan I'm working on, but I need like another $45.
And Fred is actually worried about you.
Who is he?
Yeah, we had a talk, and he's kind of worried about your vodka and your beer.
Well, actually, it's just the vodka that ran out of beer.
Very cool. Good night, everybody.